Bucks on the way. Carr, quick throw. He's going to be intercepted. Chris Harris Jr. in the foot race. He's going to take it the distance.
Just like clockwork, the Broncos defense does it again as the team escapes from Oakland at 5-0. Hello and welcome to LA Access. I'm Phil Milani. As always, I'm joined by John Elway. And John, the team really was able to move the ball in between the 20s, sort of struggled in the red zone. What's the key to kind of capitalizing on these opportunities and getting 7 points?
Well, I mean, I think it's important to be able to run the ball. In red zone, as you know, we've struggled with that a little bit. So, I mean, it takes that much more. Obviously, the defenses are, you know, bunched up that much more, so there's a lot less room down there. I mean, we had some chances. We didn't execute. I mean, Peyton made a couple real good throw down there to DT, but weren't able to get that done. We had a couple mistakes down there. You got to be more perfect when you get to the red zone because it's that much tighter and that much tougher down there, even though we did have some opportunities that we did miss.
A surprising stat, though, might be that the Broncos, over the last four games, are fourth in the league on passing plays of 15 yards or more. Are you hoping it's just a matter of time before defenses kind of back off and the running game gets going a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think we're still getting some big plays, which that says right there. And I think that the key thing for us, we got to continue to work on that run game. But I think one thing, the glaring thing that stood out to this game for me was our third downs. We were 2-for-13 on third down, and that's how you stay on the field. So we've got to do a better job in third down situation and try to keep ourselves in manageable situations, whether it be 3rd and 5 and less. If we can do that, then we got to stay on the field by picking up those third downs. So to me, that was the thing that jumped off the stat sheet to me was what we're doing on third down.
Okay, well, we're just getting started on LA Access. When we come back, we'll revisit the drive as the Broncos get set to face Cleveland.
They're 98 yards away from where they need to go. Still 5 minutes to go, but they need something out of this drive.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Third down ball knocked away and incomplete. Crabtree, the antenna receiver, and Chris Harris Jr. did a nice job.
Welcome back to LA Access, and let's talk about Chris Harris Jr. for a second. He says that he's been playing a lot as zero coverage. How valuable is it to have a guy that dependable?
Well, I mean, I think that's, you know, allows us to do a lot of things with the front seven as far as blitz. Anytime we have corners like we have, Chris being obviously a guy that has had a tremendous career here, and, you know, we're fortunate to get him signed to a long-term deal last year, so he's going to be here a long time. But when you have confidence in those guys in the back end of where you, if you do go zero coverage, that you can lock them down and get after the quarterback. And so we've had been able to do that with four guys, also blitz a little bit. But with the faith we have in Chris and in Nakeeb and even Roby back there, it's a nice luxury to have.
Elway's dropped the play fake, runs up in the pocket, running left. John's across the 20 and out to the 26-yard line.
The Broncos are going to Cleveland this week. It's kind of a special place in team history with the drive. All these years later, what's one thing that kind of sticks out from that drive that maybe fans can't necessarily see in the highlights?
Well, and I have not been back since the new stadium, since they tore the old stadium down. So that old stadium was definitely a relic. But I think when you look at that, we're going back to the dog pound, and I'm sure the dog pound will be there in the new stadium as it was in the old stadium. But the probably thing that we'll miss going back is when we were there the last time, or especially for the drive, is you couldn't take a step without stepping on a dog bone or a milk bone. So I'm sure that the NFL and the league has cleaned that up. So the field is going to be a lot cleaner this time than the last time we were there. But it's a great rivalry and has been for a long time. They're playing well. They had a big win last week against Baltimore. So we know they're going to be ready for us, and we're going to have to go in there and hopefully take another step forward.
Third down and a yard. The snap to Elway. The look. The throw. Touchdown.
Hopefully no dog bones this week. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been LA Access.